Interview chair Susan Regan. She is owner of Foxfield Farm. FARM is an acronym for Foxfield Recovery Mission, a 501c3. Susan, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Well, thank you, Dan. I just want to say your show is a jewel in Connecticut's media crown. Congratulations on a great show.
Well, you are very kind. Thank you so much. This is a terrific Foxfield Recovery Mission. How about giving our audience an overview?
Well, we started this back in April of 2016. It was actually through an opportunity to speak with Sean Connolly, who was then the Commissioner of Veterans Affairs and who was just most recently stepped down to enter the 2018 gubernatorial race. I had a conversation with him at that time, and I explained to him that I'd had many years of experience with horses, fox hunting, playing polo, teaching a lot of people to ride, training many breeds of horses, and I said I wanted to do something for the veterans, had wanted to do so for a long time, and what did he think of doing an equine groundwork therapy program for veterans? He said he was quite well aware of that type of program, gave him his thumbs up and his great support towards it. So my husband and I decided to make it, obviously, into a 501c3, which took about 3 or 4 months. We did so, and since then we have made some great partnerships. I would like to mention those because they're very important. We have them with Mount Sinai Hospital, St. Francis Hospital, New York Medical Center, the VA Medical Hospital, and the Hartford Veterans Center in Rocky Hill. And most recently, Resilience Grows Here, which is a community-based initiative on mental health with a focus on veterans, active duty reservists, and their families. And their mission is to create a community that fosters the health and resilience of veterans across their lifespan. So this is a quintessential coalition in reaching our foundation's objectives, Dan.
Susan, does a veteran who has PTSD, is a veteran referred to Foxfield Farm? How does that work?
Yes, exactly, and that's why we have these alliances. What we want to do, short term, obviously, we want to help the veterans. We want to reduce domestic violence. We hopefully will help towards getting them off the opioids by using this approach. And longer term, I've actually had the opportunity to present in front of the Veterans Administration in Hartford through raising a bill. That was through one of the senators on our advisory board. And long-term, I want to have this type of therapy legislature created to have this included under their health care program, which would be something entirely different. Now, in order to do that, we can get feedback from their doctors, their primary care physicians, their therapists, certainly from the veterans themselves. But what you need is quantitative and qualitative information in order to be factual about it, in order to get that type of legislature done.
Okay, this is very fascinating, and we're talking with Susan Patricelli Regan, founder and president, Foxfield Farm. The program itself, how did you learn about this type of therapy?
Well, it's in horse circles. Horses have been used. Now, horses can be, not only can they be dangerous and create problems for human beings, but obviously they have been used for many years for therapy for young children who have problems with their muscles. And the muscles of the horse, when you ride, encourage those muscles to work harder. And so being a horse person, we're quite well aware of the fact that having a bond, having a relationship with a horse, changes people's lives. It gives great confidence to young children. It revives confidence in people who have had past experience with horses. And it certainly introduces people who have always wanted to ride or be associated with horses. People seem to admire them as animals. So my husband's and our relationship with the horses over the years has proven to give us a great quality of life, and we want to imbue that towards the veterans.
By the way, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but we have horses in our family, and I have seen children in our family grow because they are around horses, they bond with horses, and it teaches responsibility. I can't say enough great things about the relationship between humans and horses, Susan.
Well, they are fright and flight animals. There's no question about that. they read your body language. They do know when you're nervous. There are horses that will react and not be as good for the program. That's why we definitely qualify them. And by the way, we mainly use polo horses because they are used to battle, if you will, on the polo field. They're used to a great deal of action. And as a piece of interest in history, in World War I, polo was actually used as a conditioning game for the men and the horses who were going into battle. So there is kind of a circuitous route back to that. But in any case, they do read, you can read their body language and they read yours, and that's how the bonding is initiated.
I've had people tell me that there's a bonding, for example, between children who have autism and horses, is another example, Susan.
Well, I think animals read people. Certainly dogs do, and I might mention that as we progress, we are going to include a dog therapy program in this as well. It will be an option for the veterans. I think that animals like children, and the reasoning behind it that they are so good at being intuitive is that both children and animals are not exposed to all of the distractions that human beings are. They don't watch television. They are not aware of a lot of alarming things in the world. They focus on reading the person they are associated with. And that makes their screen image a lot clearer and a lot cleaner because they are looking at one thing. We're distracted by a lot of things. And I think that children often make a bond with animals quickly because of that. They are not distracted, at least at an early age, as we adult human beings.
So now a veteran gets referred to Foxfield Farm. What happens next?
Well, what we do is, obviously we want some background. We don't want to be too pervasive. We have to have, obviously, there are HIPAA laws and regulations. But what we do need is a referral from their therapist or their doctor. We have them fill out a form. We meet with them first. We tell them about the program. We spend about an hour. We have them come to the farm, give them a tour of our new indoor ring and our new barn that we built for them. And we sit down, explain the program. We have, currently we have six sessions, and they range anywhere from about an hour and a half to 2 hours each time. We give them an overview of that program, explain what it is. By the way, there is no charge to any veteran for any session. And then they decide if they want to go forward. We have them fill out the form so that we have some referral information, emergency numbers, and so forth. And then we set up their first time.
How long is a session?
It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours. It depends. We like to make sure, and the way the format goes is, first session, we obviously, normally we have a lot of follow-up paperwork that they can refer to, pages of information that reviews what we have done that day. And then on the next session, we sit down in the lounge, give them opportunity to talk about their week, how things are going. They can share things if they'd like or if they don't want to. Then we review and ask them questions about the last session just to make sure that they're retaining the information we've given them. And we talk about what we're going to do that day, and then we proceed ahead with that. And we do that with each session. At the end of the six sessions, we will then give them a take-home open book test, if you will, and then they return that to us along with a survey of what they thought about the program. We certainly want their feedback about it and obviously present them with a certificate and a gift from us to them.
So it's a six-session program then?
Six-session program. Now, what we have found is they want to come back, and they want to come back and work on the farm and so forth, and if we can fit that in, we will certainly accommodate that. Our experience has been that we have definitely seen things happen that have raised the quality of life for them. We've recently had one who was able to take care of some legal personal things they've been putting off for a long time. It kind of renewed their confidence in doing so. And another gentleman who was able to obtain a job and was able to get a car. And they definitely attributed that towards their experience here.
And it's because of the bonding with horses, the increased confidence? What is it, do you think?
Well, I think, quite honestly, because we also, part of the program is to take in rescue horses, and retirement horses. These horses also, in particular if they're polo horses, these horses are also veterans of war, if you will. They've had their bad experiences. So the veterans come into this program with an objective to not only heal themselves, but to contribute towards a improvement life program for these horses. And what we do is after about a year or so, we will move those horses along. We will rehome them to a safe place, and then we provides room for us to bring in new horses to add to the program. So here, when they come into this program, they've not only got an objective to help themselves, but an objective to also improve the horses' lives. And I think that takes a focus off them, makes them less feel like some sort of a science project. This gives them a real goal to work towards.
Okay, Susan, we're going to ask you to hang in there. We're going to get a traffic update to transact some business, and then we'll be back with our guest, Susan Patricelli-Regan, here on Brad and Dan. But we had a train wreck earlier today, or a derailment, and that has caused some issues with the Friday morning commute. So let's get the update now from Cindy Waitman. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Dan. The troubles are in Plainville, Routes 10 and 372. Rail crossings in that area are both affected. So as an alternate, you'll want to do 177 to Route 10 or Woodford Avenue to make your way to 72 and I-84, because this is going to be out there for quite a while through the morning commute. Eastbound 84, you're slowing through Waterbury. You're also on the brakes from Park Road into I-91. Westbound, bumper-to-bumper traffic now, Governor Street to Sigourney Street. Southbound 91's braking from Jennings Road into I-84 and 9 North, with delays into the Aragone Bridge stoplights. And this report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help them create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. I'm Cindy Waitman, back at 8:07 with your next traffic check on the Talk of Connecticut.
Thank you, Cindy. A quick rundown on sports. Men's college basketball, Hartford defeated Quinnipiac last night, 77-75, and it was Trinity over Springfield, 72-54. Women's college basketball, Trinity 81, Gordon 70. Tonight, number one-ranked UConn takes on DePaul, 7 o'clock tip-off. NFL last night, Atlanta down the New Orleans Saints, 20-17. NBA, the Nets over Oklahoma City, 100-95. The Celtics will play San Antonio tonight at 9:30. And in the NHL, the Bruins beat the Coyotes 6-1. The Islanders lost to the Penguins 4-3 in overtime. And the big football game tomorrow, Army versus Navy, kickoff at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Susan Patricelli-Regan, founder and president of Foxfield Farm Corporation. This is just a great relationship between Foxfield Farm and veterans who have PTSD. But time now for Your Money Now.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Investors will keep an eye on the November jobs report, the first major reading on employment since the summer that's expected to contain figures largely untainted by the impact of hurricanes. Economists forecast the unemployment rates remained at 4.1% in November and payrolls grew by 195,000 jobs. Later this morning, we'll get a reading on consumer confidence. The price of Bitcoin is swinging wildly. Yesterday, it rose to more than $19,000, only to fall sharply minutes afterward. The frenzy comes just before futures for Bitcoin will start trading on the Chicago Board Options Exchange on Sunday evening and on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange a week later. A group of banks have complained that federal regulators approved the futures too quickly and without properly considering the risks inherent in Bitcoin. Crude oil sharply higher, up 91 cents at $57.60 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Attention condominium unit owners and board members. You have the largest insurers of condominiums right in your own backyard. Bouvier Insurance has experts that are committed to the community association market. They have a staff dedicated specifically to the condo market with claims and certificate specialists who are up to date on changes in the law and coverage requirements. Call Bouvier Insurance at 800-357-2000 or beinsurance.com.
Have an unwanted house or need debt relief? Sell your house now for cash with MyHouseBuyer.com. Job loss, divorce, foreclosure, repairs, bankruptcy, fire damage, or inherited house you'll never use? No problem. Sell now with no agents, no hassle, and no stress with MyHouseBuyer.com. Call now, 860-325-SOLD. MyHouseBuyer.com. Sell your home hassle-free with no commissions, a cash offer within 24 hours, and closing when you want it. Free consultation, 860-325-SOLD. MyHouseBuyer.com.
The Brad and Dan Show, the talk of Connecticut.
Our Channel 3 early warning weather, partly sunny today, then increasing cloudiness, a high of 40. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, a low of 22. Snow likely tomorrow. The snow may mix with rain, especially in southeastern Connecticut. Snow will taper during the night. 3 to 6 inches of snow possible across much of the state, a high of 33. And a winter weather advisory is in effect statewide from 4 tomorrow morning until 7 Sunday morning. It is 30 degrees in Hartford and 29 degrees in East Windsor. Good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan. Dan Lavalla with you. Brad is off for a few days. He'll be back before Christmas. And we have been joined during this segment of the program by Susan Patricelli Regan, founder and president, Foxfield Farm. And Foxfield Farm is a recovery mission. In fact, that's what the acronym FARM stands for a recovery mission, Veterans PTSD Therapy Program. Now, Susan, you're located in Granby. How about describing the facility for our audience?
Well, we have, this is our home. We've lived here for about 14 years now. It's a little over 5 acres. What's very good, I think, is because we are very close to the highway. We are about 10 minutes from Bradley Airport. We are very close to amenities in town, probably about a minute and a half away, but our setting is rural. As a matter of fact, we have a park across from us, which is a great place for, while the veterans are taking their sessions, families could be over there with those who are not participating. And they can hit golf balls or whatever they'd like to do. So it's a very rural setting. The all of the equestrian facilities are to the back of the property. Obviously, turnout area, because we have a new barn and the very large indoor arena that gives us the ability to be inside to do our programs. But we also have our former barns, and that is where we bring new horses in order to keep them, as we kind of roll them through, get them used to the other horses, and they're put over there so that we can make sure that they're well and they can participate appropriately with the program. The stalls that we have 4 of the older stalls. We have 4 in the newer barn. We have a lounge for the veterans. We have a tack and office room. And as I said, a very large indoor arena. I would like to mention the fact that I think a lot of people, when they want to donate, and our website is www.foxfieldrecoverymission.org, and if you donate, you have the opportunity to do so through PayPal, or there is an address to send a check, and all of the money goes to the foundation. The purposes that we use the money is for the horse rescue, transportation, home placement fees, feed, hay, bedding, vet-related needs. For the veterans, equine cleaning, grooming equipment, shirts, gloves, hats, instruction, safety equipment, curriculum manuals, graduation events, research, legislative and legal activities, fundraising, PR events, for which you've done quite a few, including polo tournaments, administration to meet corporate and financial expectations and federal nonprofit status requirements, for the dog therapy program and professional fees such as membership dues to relative occupational associations. I think that's important, Dan, for people to know. A lot of times they think they give their money, and they, by the way, can donate specifically if they'd like, for a specific purpose for it to be dedicated to.
And again, the website is foxfieldrecoverymission.org.
.org, that's correct. The other thing that I believe, now, again, we talked about the short and the long-term things that we wanted to accomplish. Now, what we did was we put together not only a board of directors, but also an advisory board, and that is comprised of business and legal and equine professionals, medical doctors, research clinicians, and Connecticut legislatures, legislators who are from both sides of the aisle, which I think is very important. We should all be on the same page when it comes to this subject. And the reason that that's important as part of the long-term objective is to make this program be a template for other programs across the country. What I would like to see that we can prove that by doing it the way we have set it up, the type of program we have, the curriculum that we use, the type of horses that we use, the progress, the benchmark progress that we've made, all of that would be put together, and to take this program and have a West Coast Foxfield farm, if you will, a Midwest Foxfield farm, a Southern Foxfield farm. And so much like a franchise, whatever veteran goes to this program will get the same continuity as what we have established here, which I think is would be differentiate us from any other of these equine programs.
Well, Susan, keep us posted on what's happening. Certainly we're interested, and also keep us posted on the legislation you talked about at the start of the interview. But thanks very much for spending time with us this morning and talking about Foxfield Farm for a recovery mission.
I do appreciate it, and people can reach us through foxfield@cox.net. Through an email, we will respond to any inquiries.
Terrific. Thanks, Susan.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Take care.
A good day.
You too. Susan Patricelli-Reagan.